577 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Orrin DeWolf, 545. I did not particularly note Stiles' appearance. DeWolf and myself carried him down, put him in a sleigh, and carried him home. DeWolf shaved him. After we had taken off the clothes, I observed for the first time the mark around the neck. When DeWolf came to my house, he said there was a man at the stable, dead, that he found him in the road by a sleigh, and Dr. Haywood said he was chilled through, he was intoxicated, and in the habit of getting intoxicated. While we were going to the stable, he said, "You won't catch me taking up another man in this way." I asked him why. He said, "By his dying on my hands, people may think all is not right." I told him it was the duty of every man, if he found another in trouble, to take care of him, but he thought he shouldn't take up another in that situation when he was alone. Oliver B. Weber. Worked for Stiles in August last, digging a well. DeWolf came a number of times and asked if I thought I should get water where I was digging. It would be a benefit to Mr. Stiles, and he didn't know, but it would be to him. He said he had got part of Stiles' property and thought he should have the rest in a year or so. He asked me if I thought Stiles would live a year. I told him I didn't know, but he was as likely to live as either he or I. He thought he wasn't, as he was rather a feeble man. James Pierce. Saw DeWolf frequently in the course of last summer. In July or August, DeWolf said, "I shall have more money within a year than I have now." I asked where he was going to get it. He asked if I knew Humpy Stiles. I asked if he was the man that put him in jail. He said he was, and he should have his property within a year. Asked how much he would have. He said $600, $700, or $800. I asked if he was a connection. He said no. If he had a wife, he said yes, but there was an understanding between her and him. Asked if he was going to kill him. He said no, but he would die himself within a year. Charles Gates lived at Flag and Dodds in January last. Saw DeWolf between 10 and 11 on the evening of Stiles's death. He said Mr. Stiles came to the stable about 6 o'clock that evening and hired him to carry him out to Bartlett's Tavern. After they got to the tavern, Stiles drank twice. They then went to Old Cobley's and stayed there about half an hour. Stiles drank twice while there. They then came home. I did not hear of Stiles' death until the next morning. DeWolf told me little Humpy Stiles was dead. Asa Matthews, am a coroner, was called to visit the body of Stiles on the night of the 14th of January, about 12 o'clock. Went with my turnkey. Found the body lying on a cot bed with a buffalo under it. A large red silk handkerchief was loosely tied about the neck, and an old black silk handkerchief was rolled up under the right side of the neck, which DeWolf said he took off. Asked DeWolf when he found him and how he came there. He said he found him in the fore part of the evening, down by the corner of the barn, beside an old sleigh. Said he heard a noise and went out and found him. He appeared.